We're in the middle of the story of the Mittler Rebbe's former Chavrusa, that he sort of like was laughing at the fact that the Mittler Rebbe was like showing off, or in his head it wasn't really showing off, it was more like joking around with him that he could learn so fast, right? And then all of a sudden when he got home, he started suffering in his business. So that's what we're holding right now. So he goes to the Alter Rebbe, and he tells him everything that's going on. And the Alter Rebbe understood that it doesn't make sense that all of a sudden everything's going fine, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just starts going horrible. And he understood that it's the result of this chassid's disrespect. So he asked him, if the Alter Rebbe asked him, did you ever do anything or say anything about him on his last visit that would have made something in Shemayim against him? The chassid goes, me? Against the Rebbe? Never! For sure not! How could I ever do such a thing? And sensing that something else must have occurred while the chassid was in Liyajna, so the Rebbe asked, maybe perhaps you offended my son in some way? And knowing that he didn't say anything disrespectful to or about Harav Doiber, so the chassid said, I didn't say a word about him. I don't understand. But after the Alter Rebbe kept pushing him, he admitted that his shock, that he snickered at how fast Reb Doiber was able to learn. And hearing this, the Alter Rebbe told him to go to Reb Doiber and ask for mechila. And he goes up to his former chavrusa, and he asked for mechila, which of course he was given right away. And he said, listen, when we learned together, you didn't go that quickly. How are you able to go that quickly now? And he said, listen, in the 3 years since you left, I worked so hard on the study of Gemara that I'm now able to cover so much more ground at a much quicker pace. And the chassid went home, much wiser than before. And of course, he saw a very big turnaround for his business, and everything got back to normal. His success in learning, Reb Doiber, was phenomenal. So just to say another story about this, shortly after he became Rebbe, so a very big discussion in Halacha took place between four great Rabbanim. There was the Alter Rebbe's brother, the Maharil, Reb Yehuda Leib of Yanovich, Reb Baruch Mordechai of Babroisk, Reb Nechemya of Dubrovna, and Reb Avram of Kalisk. This is not the same Avram Kalisker that was the Alter Rebbe's Chaver. This is someone, a chassid, Avram, who happened to also come from Kalisk. Now you have to, the Alter Rebbe's brother obviously was a super genius and a tzaddik. The other two, Reb Baruch Mordechai and Reb Nechemya, they were very famous rabbanim. They wrote svarim, we have their svarim. And also they were tremendously righteous people. Now each one was presenting his own thoughts on the topic, but they couldn't get an answer to the questions. And after a few days of trying to figure it out, they decided they're going to go to the Mittler Rebbe, who was much younger than at least two of them. He was definitely younger than his uncle, the Maharil, and Reb Baruch Mordechai. But he was 14 years older than Reb Nechemya. We don't know. The Mittler Rebbe at this time was 14 years older than Reb Nechemya of Dubrovna, but we don't know how old Reb Avram of Kalisk was. Anyways, the four of them entered his room and they explained their difficulty. And immediately the Mittler Rebbe gave a half hour explanation on the topic, which took care of all their problems. For whatever reason, in spite of the astonishing brilliance that he had, the Mittler Rebbe hid his greatness in Nigla. I read a story recently about the Rogachev Goyen. Do you guys know anything about the Rogachev Goyen? Let's just say he was the type of guy, his genius was so great, he would, as a young, as like a bacher, he would show up in these towns and say, who's the smartest guy in town? And it was, oh, that's guy. And he would go to him and he would like wipe the floor with him in learning. Like he would make the guy feel like dumb because he was so smart. And this guy's supposed to be the smartest guy in town. And he would do that all the time. That's how smart he was. He was able to do this to like Rabbanim, who were much older than him. So he once said that the Mittel Rebbe's greatness in Nigla was so tremendous. Because he came, he was a chassid. His father was a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek. And he was a chassid of the Magen Avos, which was a grandson of the Tzemach Tzedek, of Kapust. So he's saying the Mittel Rebbe's greatness. Someone asked him, like, how do you know that? Because the Mittel Rebbe didn't write any Nigla Svarim. He said, are you kidding me? Just learn his chassidus. You could see how great he is in Nigla. Now, we're going to begin discussing the years leading up to the Nesias. In 1797, the Alter Rebbe advised Reb Doiber, his son, Reb Doiber had a daughter, Chaim Mushka. He said, listen, I have a good shidduch for you. Take your nephew, my grandson, Menachem Mendel, the future Tzemach Tzedek, as a chassan. Now, both of them were only 8 years old at the time. And the engagement from both sides were like showing off their yichus. Right, because that was like a minug at that time. Everyone would say, oh, and the kala is so great because she comes from this person and that person. So the problem is over here, they're cousins, right? So they sort of have similar ancestors. So the Alter Rebbe, he's representing the chassan, right? Because he raised the chassan. He says to his son, who's representing the kala, I am greater than you because my son is greater than your sons. Meaning he was saying, I have a son who's going to be a Rebbe, and you don't have a son who's going to be a Rebbe. You understand? Because his sons didn't become Rebbe after him. So Reb Doiber said, I'm greater than you, because my father's a Rebbe, and your father's not a Rebbe. And from this conversation, we see that the Alter Rebbe was already hinting then that the sons of the Mittel Rebbe would not become the next Rebbe. So that was like that. This all happened at the time of the engagement. The following year, where Reb Doiber was forced into the spotlight when his father was imprisoned, right? Alter Rebbe was arrested in Petterburg, and this was the first time that his true leadership skills and abilities and qualities were revealed and recognized by all the chassidim, not just like the few who knew about him. Meaning everyone knew about him, but nobody knew what he was doing. Right, so right away, we're going to go quickly through this because we already did it by the Alter Rebbe. First day of Sukkot, the day after Sukkot, Yisru Chag, the Alter Rebbe gets arrested, and they made three groups, right? One of the groups was in charge of securing the Rebbe's release from prison. They would have to raise money. And then there were those who would strengthen the morale of the Hasidim. So basically, Reb Doiber was appointed to serve in the first of these groups and the third. So the second one he wasn't involved in. Basically, people had to raise money. They didn't want to put him in charge of that because those people had to travel around Russia. We don't want him traveling around Russia. We need him here to deal with things. Every day, a minion would go to the kever of the Alter Rebbe's daughter, Rebbetzin Dvorah Leah. Why do you think they daven there? Out of all the kfarim, you daven by the daughter of the Rebbe? Because this was someone, because she risked her life, not risked, she gave her life for the teachings of Chassidus, this was a very appropriate place to daven, that she should intercede with Hashem on high. And they would say the entire Tehillim, every day, by her kever. And they would conclude their tefillah by reading the pan that Reb Doiber had written. And as these days turned into weeks, and then almost 2 months, right, the tension was high, and on Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach, Reb Doiber fainted twice. And his grandmother, the Alter Rebbe's mother, Rebbetzin Rivka, woke him up by saying that my father, Reb Avram, revealed to me in a dream that your father is going to be released this coming week. And everyone got happy. And even though the wonderful news of the Alter Rebbe's release didn't reach Liuzhna until like a week after the Alter Rebbe was released, because it's not like they had telegraphs or definitely not phones. Now, 2 years later in 1801, the Alter Rebbe was arrested a second time. And once again, he instructed Reb Doiber to remain home. In this way, he could help arrange things that needed to be arranged. The only member of his family that the Alter Rebbe took with him was his son, Reb Moshe, the youngest son. However, once the Alter Rebbe was released from prison a few months later, so Rav Doiber then traveled to Petersburg. And he continued to write down the Maimarim that his father was saying in Petersburg. And then he sent copies to Chassidim. Now, shortly after this liberation, the Alter Rebbe mentioned to some of his closest Chassidim that at the time of his arrest, he wasn't worried about the future of the Chassidim, if Chas V'Shalom something happened to him. Because by now, his son, Rav Doiber, who was 27, so it's not like he was that old, was well prepared to take on the responsibilities and leadership of the Nesius of Chabad. From Petersburg, the Alter Rebbe and his family went directly to Liadi, where they lived for the next 11 years until Napoleon came. And the family was hoping that now, with the Alter Rebbe completely freed from these gezeiros, they could finally live their lives in peace and happiness. And we will continue next time.